purifier, which helps kill viruses, germs, mold spores, and odors that may be circulating through your home's air. Go to our website at CHOATESHVAC.com to redeem a $50 off air duct cleaning coupon and call us today at 347-8086. That's 347-8086 to schedule your $60 fall furnace tune-up. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it is 100% the place in Memphis to get custom suits. If you've never had one, now is the time. I've had multiple suits made for me at James Davis, and the difference is immeasurable. You pick from hundreds of fabrics. The style and fit is perfect. No more baggy pants unless you want them baggy, of course. And that's the great thing about a custom suit. You can make it fit however you want. The prices start at just $6.95, and for the first 2 weeks in November, you can get 20% off. So take advantage of that. It's a simple process. They take 13 measurements, then they make a perfect suit for you. So that's the way to go. But if you just want to take advantage of the incredible deal, that deal featuring two Paul Bettinelli suits for only $7.95, it's a deal that remains available. And the custom sense shirts that I've been telling you about for years, they're currently 20% off. You can't find a better deal on a dress shirt that fits better. I get my shirts and suits from James Davis. You should too. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol is producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and Wendry.
And I hope you weren't expecting, after all the talk last week, for the University of Memphis to actually get its first win over a top 10 opponent in the sport of collegiate football since 1996 over the weekend, because I'm sure you've heard by now, it didn't go well. It was a blowout at Nippert Stadium. Cincinnati remains undefeated, moves up to number 6 in the AP poll, and now it does appear we're dealing with reality with the Memphis football program. Turns out, when you lose all your best running backs and all your best receivers from 1 year to the next, things get a little more difficult. Perhaps we could have tricked ourselves into thinking otherwise just a little after the victory over UCF, but Cincinnati was a reminder of what this season is likely going to be. We'll talk college football momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Pete Thamel's going to join me. Covers college athletics for Yahoo Sports, co-host of the Yahoo Sports College podcast. You can listen to anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. I'll talk college football with Petey. He's going to be here in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Bennett's COVID Titans have gone 5-0 to 5-2. 7-point favorites at Cincinnati yesterday, lost 31-20. Are things falling apart for the COVID Titans? We'll get into it around 444. Former Alabama star Tua Tagovailoa is 1-0 as an NFL starter after yesterday's 28-17 victory over the L.A. Rams. Can the rookie quarterback help the Dolphins make the playoffs this season? We'll discuss a little later on this hour. The Steelers are still the only NFL team with a zero in the loss column. They're 7-0 after yesterday's 28-24 win at Baltimore. We'll talk about that just before 5 o'clock. And the Dallas Cowboys continue to be just an abysmal professional football team. Lost 23-9 last night at Philadelphia. The Ben DiNucci era did not get off to a good start. Dallas is 2-6 after scoring a total of 0 points in the second half. We'll talk nothing but NFL during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with college football. Another fun Saturday in the books, but it was not a fun Saturday if you're a Memphis fan or a Mississippi State fan. Mike Leach's Bulldogs shut out 41-0 by Alabama.
That's going well.
Score a point, for crying out loud. First shutout of Mike Leach's college coaching career. So his Bulldogs are now 1-4 and on a four-game losing streak. They've averaged 7 points in their past two games. They've averaged 5.3 points in the past three games. They've averaged just 7.5 points during this four-game losing streak. So things have turned super bad in Starkville. Next up is Vanderbilt, so that's good news, I guess. But year one of the Mike Leach era has turned into a debacle. And since I don't have anything else to say about that, let's just move on to Memphis. The Tigers took a 3-1 record to Nippert Stadium on Saturday. The opponent was number 7, Cincinnati. So Memphis had a chance to get his first win over a top 10 opponent since 1996. Big game, but as you surely know by now, things just did not go well. Final score, Cincinnati 49, Memphis 10. It was a 39-point butt-whipping. So the Tigers are now 3-2 heading into Saturday's game with USF. Meantime, Cincinnati 5-0, up to number 6 in the AP poll. Smashed SMU, smashed Memphis. Luke Fickell really might have one of the best four teams in the country. It really might be one of the best four teams in the country.
And frankly, I hope so. I want to see that happen this year for them, just for the conference.
Oh, let me be clear. I think he might have one of the best four teams in the country. I don't think he's getting into the college football playoff. I don't think he's getting that. Like, I'll root for it, sure.
Right.
In the same way, you know, I'll root for 100% of Americans to put a mask on. I mean, you can root for all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it a likely scenario. I think they really might be one of the four best teams in the country.
I do too.
I'll believe they can get into the college football playoff, even if they're undefeated. I'll believe that when I see it and not a moment earlier. But, man, Cincinnati is really, really good. And while it's true that Memphis is really flawed and shorthanded relative to what it thought it was going to have when the season began, what's also true is that Memphis spent Saturday getting roughed up by one of the nation's best teams. I mean, that's what that was.
Yeah, I didn't watch that and think, man, the Tigers suck.
No,
I watched that and thought Cincinnati is really good.
You watch that and you think Cincinnati is really good. Memphis, perhaps not as good as we hoped or thought, but Cincinnati is really good. And is Luke Fickell about to be the hottest commodity in college football coaching, or is he about to be the hottest commodity in college football coaching? He went 11-2 in 2018, went 11-3 last season, and then got offered the Michigan State job and turned it down. And it really does remind me of the Dan Hurley story when Dan Hurley was at Rhode Island. I'm certain I've told this before, but I think it does relate to what we're watching at Cincinnati right now, what we watched over the weekend when you watched the Tigers play a conference foe. So Dan Hurley was just finishing his fourth season at Rhode Island a few years ago. And he had been good but not great yet. But he had a great reputation. He had taken a bad situation and made it respectable, and there was some real thought that his next team was going to be his breakthrough team. So he gets offered the Rutgers job. Now, that might not mean anything to a lot of people. Rutgers is historically a bad basketball job. But it is in the Big Ten now. It's a Big Ten job. And it is Rutgers in New Jersey. Dan Hurley's from Jersey. So that's like, somebody growing up as a basketball coach in Memphis getting offered the Memphis job. Like, maybe if you're from California, getting offered the Memphis job doesn't resonate with you the way it would with somebody who grew up in Memphis. And so Dan gets offered the Rutgers job, and he's really conflicted. Because on one hand, he knows he's got a good team coming back at Rhode Island and knows that Rutgers is a difficult, difficult job. But on the other hand, he's from New Jersey. It's a Big Ten job based in New Jersey, and it will dwarf the salary he is currently making at Rhode Island. I'd be the final offer at the time was like $1.5 million. They were willing to guarantee like 6 years, fully guaranteed. He wouldn't make it anything close to that at Rhode Island. And so he was struggling with this. Now, I've known Dan for a long time. I don't know him well. Like, we don't talk all the time. But I do have a relationship with him to some degree. But who does know him well and is very close with him is Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA reporter for ESPN. because Woj, once upon a time, did the Miracle at St. Anthony book, which was based on Bob Hurley Sr., Dan Hurley's father, and the basketball program he ran at the high school level. So Woj had spent a lot of time around the Hurley family. And Woj was talking a lot at the time with Danny. And at some point, Woj calls me and he's like, hey, listen, Danny's struggling with, that's told him he needs to talk to you. Would you talk to Danny? And I said, of course. Like, you know, I don't know what I can offer, but of course. So we end up on the phone and he is genuinely struggling with this. On one side, you've got, just stay where you're at. It's not a better job, but it is set up for you to win next season, and maybe you end up with a better job down the road. On the other side, this is a lot of money, fully guaranteed, and it's Rutgers in New Jersey. It's a dream for a New Jersey boy. It's a Big Ten job. He's going back and forth on it. He doesn't really know what to do. And one of the things he said is that his biggest concern was that he would accept the job. And Dan subsequently talked about all this, so I'm not telling secrets here, just so we're clear. One of his big concerns was he'll take the job. He'll be a Big Ten coach. He'll be coaching at places like Michigan State and Michigan and Ohio State and Indiana. Dream come true for any aspiring coach. He'll be a multimillionaire immediately. He'll be on private plane recruiting. And he'll get his brains beat in year after year after year, fighting like crazy to try to get to the middle. If you're lucky, you get to the middle. But in the meantime, it's just misery. A guy who lives and dies with winning and losing, finally had built Rhode Island into a respectable thing, where it's about time to start winning big at Rhode Island. You want to walk away right as that's about to start happening, go to Rutgers, get your brains beat in. Doesn't matter if you're going to do the job well. Even you doing the job well won't show up on the win-loss column for at least 3 years. So how do you make sense of all that? And I remember one of the things I told him was this. I said, Danny, I can't speak to how much being the head coach at Rutgers means to somebody from New Jersey. That's something you got to figure out. Like, is that your dream, to be the head coach at a Big Ten school in your home state? Like, I'm from Memphis. I grew up a Memphis fan. I graduated from the University of Memphis. I told him all this. I said, so if I were a basketball coach and I got offered the Memphis job or some job that most people think's better but ain't the Memphis job, I might take the Memphis job because it'd mean more to me. Somebody else who with no attachment to Memphis might say, you're crazy. You don't take the Memphis job instead of this other job, but it might mean something to me. I said, I don't know if that Rutgers job means that to you, but that's something you got to figure out. I said, here's what I do think. I think within the next 2 years, you will be offered a better job than the Rutgers job. Now, I don't know what that job's going to be, but I bet you're about to win at Rhode Island, and within the next couple of years, you will be offered a job better than the job that you're considering right now. And he agreed. And ultimately, he turned down the Rutgers job. Let me be clear, not because I told him that. I think a lot of people told him that. I think ultimately I just told him what he already knew, and a lot of other people did the same thing. But he turned down the Rutgers job. He bet on himself. Next year goes 25-10 overall, 13-5 in the Atlantic 10, goes to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Bets on himself again. Comes back for one more year at Rhode Island, goes 26-8 overall, 15-3 in the A-10, makes the NCAA tournament again, wins a game in it again. What job does he get offered? UConn. Better job. Right now, he's the head coach at UConn, making more money than he would have made at Rutgers. He's now in the Big East coaching basketball. That's a real dream come true. He bet on himself, and it paid off. And that is what Luke Fickell did too. Same thing. I can take this Michigan State job right now, or I can bet that I'm going to be good again, maybe even great. And then I'll be a candidate for all the best jobs that open, which, if you're looking around right now, could be USC, could be Texas, could be Michigan. I don't know if UCLA is a great job, but
no.
Making millions of dollars to live in Westwood ain't the worst thing in the world.
There you go.
You can reasonably say that there's at least four jobs that could open that are better than the Michigan State job he just turned down, and he will obviously be a candidate for any of them, because he really might go undefeated at Cincinnati this season. He bet on himself, and it's paying off. Obviously, this past Saturday, I wanted to see the Tigers win that game. Now that that game's over, I would prefer to watch a American Athletic Conference school go undefeated through the rest of this thing and at least make it a conversation on Selection Day about whether an AAC school, specifically Cincinnati, deserves a spot in the college football playoff. We'll see. Anyway, back to Memphis. It's just pretty obvious at this point that the losses, personnel losses, were too much to overcome. You know, Antonio Gibson's now in the NFL. Patrick Taylor is now in the NFL. Kenneth Gainwell opted out. DeMonte Coxey opted out. Memphis is without its top three rushers from last season and its top five receivers from last season, plus Mike Norvell. That's a lot to overcome.
Yep.
This is not Alabama we're talking about. This is not Ohio State we're talking about. This is not Clemson we're talking about, where you can lose your quarterback and then replace him with a five-star quarterback. You lose Kenneth Gainwell, you don't have a Kenneth Gainwell to slide in there. You lose DeMonte Coxey, you don't have a DeMonte Coxey to slide in there. You put those two back on this roster, and they're the two that were supposed to be on this roster and would have been in normal, not pandemic times. Maybe we're talking differently, but the opt-outs are part of college football this season. Memphis is on the wrong end of that. It is, as they say, what it is. And so now it's up to Ryan Silverfield to restock the program and continue to develop the players within it. The good news is that the 2021 recruiting class is ranked 44th nationally, one spot ahead of Cincinnati, for whatever that's worth. So that's encouraging. But those 2021 recruits won't be here till next season.
Sure.
And probably won't make a big impact for a couple of seasons. So in the meantime, the goal should be just to continue to establish a culture, put your fingerprints on the program, develop the personnel, and win as much as possible.
Yeah, and you don't have any bad losses, so and you get USF next week, like at home.
Oh, like I'm not trying to prepare you for a four-win season.
Right, like they can still have a good season, go to a bowl, and get this, try to get this thing rolling again next year, like you're saying.
It's going to be a good season.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be. 4 days ago, we were talking about Memphis wins this weekend. They're back in the top 25.
Right.
It's not going to be that season. And that was made obvious on Saturday. I didn't watch that game like you and think Memphis stinks. I watched that game and thought Cincinnati might be awesome, really legitimately top four team in the country, and Memphis is not equipped, after losing everything it lost from last season, is not equipped to deal with a team like that. So, again, just continue to establish the culture, develop the players within the program, win as much as possible, even if what's possible right now likely isn't what most fans, or even the players, I'm sure, would prefer. Talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, Pete Thamel covers college football for Yahoo Sports. What did he make of Clemson already announcing that Trevor Lawrence will not play this upcoming Saturday at Notre Dame? Pete Thamel's next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
What does my family think about stiff and uncomfortable shoes?
Ew.
That's going to be a no from me.
Forget about it.
And that's why we wear Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit are made from a breathable, soft knit that stretches and moves with you, giving you a comfortable, perfect fit with every step. And not only do Stretch Fit comfortably hug your feet, but they also have Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they're machine washable and they're affordable. Find styles for men, women, and kids at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet chick's feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took it. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x speed perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my dad.
The COVID Titans have now lost 2 straight. It's rough stuff in Nashville. I'll let Bennett cry about it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he covers college athletics for Yahoo Sports, co-host of the Yahoo Sports College Podcast. You can listen to anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. It's one of the very small handful of podcasts that I listen to. Name's Pete Thamel. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Peter, I want to start with Cincinnati. They beat the you-know-what out of Memphis over the weekend after beating the you-know-what out of SMU previously. They look like they might be legit, like capable of playing in the college football playoff if there's a path for them to the college football playoff. Is there a path for them to the college football playoff?
I really do, Gary. I think that, you know, when you look at those teams over the years, you know, when you look back past to the BCS, you look at like Utah in 04, you look at the best Boise team under Chris Peterson, there have to be some like extraordinary circumstances, right? And needless to say, they're, you know, like an out-of-conference win, like, you know, those teams are coached by, like, Chris Peterson and Urban Meyer, right? You need something special. And 2020 is its own special set of circumstances, right? So, you know, Cincinnati in a typical year, if it was as dominant as it is right now, would be, you know, probably ranked 12, right? Well, Bearcats started early. They played Army when Army was ranked 22. And they have really dominated the AAC, and I give the AAC credit. People in Memphis know it. Like, it has developed into, you know, that next league, the top of that next tier. And this year, you could argue that Cincinnati has a better resume than anyone in the Big 12. So I think the confluence of circumstances have really helped Cincinnati. Style points are going to be needed. They may not play a ranked team the rest of the way, but they are legitimately good. They have a top 10 defense in college football. And if you're going to kind of hang with the big boys, you got to do it up front. They have an excellent offensive line. They have a good quarterback in Desmond Ridder. They have solid skill. Like, they're, you know, would they be able to go toe-to-toe with Alabama? No. But, like, nobody in SEC can right now. I think Cincinnati has certainly inserted itself in the conversation via performance.
Talking to Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports. He is on Twitter at Pete Thamel. The other part of this, Cincinnati going through right now, something that Memphis went through last season. Like, every big win is awesome for your program. Also makes it more likely that somebody else is going to want to hire your coach. What type of job maybe opens for Luke Fickell at the end of all this?
Yeah. Now, you can feel free to call me in late November and mock me for the sentiment. I guess it'd be late December this year, but I don't really think, Gary, we're going to have a lot of high-end coaching jobs open in college football this year. The confluence of the pandemic and the university-wide budget tightening, like, I just really don't see, you know, I mean, the two that were kind of quietly speculated were Texas and Auburn, and they both won huge games this week, and they quieted a lot of that talk down. But those would be $25 million-plus for those staffs. That's a lot of money. I don't care how crazy your boosters are. I don't care how much oil and tech they're. That's just a lot of money, regardless pandemic or not. So, you know, does Michigan open? It's certainly a compelling, you know, a compelling topic. Would Luke Fickell go to Michigan? I mean, he's as Ohio State as they come. That's tricky. Now, there's one thing for, you know, Old State U, and there's another when they're dangling a 6-year, $50 million contract in front of you, right? But I would not surprise if I had to predict right now, I would say Luke Fickell is the Cincinnati coach in 2021.
That's interesting. Talking to Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports. Clemson ranked number one in the country, undefeated, but got a real scare at Boston College against Boston College over the weekend. They were obviously without Trevor Lawrence, and now we know they will be without Trevor Lawrence, the presumed number one pick in the next NFL draft, on Saturday at Notre Dame. Let's stop here. Were you surprised they went ahead and already ruled out Trevor Lawrence for next Saturday?
Surprised only in, like, coaches like the element of surprise, and you've certainly been around enough coaches, sure, Gary, where they love the voodoo and the suspense and the dodging and all that. So I was a little bit surprised that Dabo came out and said it that way.
I know this from college basketball. When I have to talk a lot about a person who is suddenly on the scene and with a complicated name, I sit there and practice over and over again, over and over again. How long did it take you to get Clemson's new quarterback's name exactly right?
What a veteran move you're going to make me say DJ Uhi Ungalale.
That's what I had DJ Uhi Ungalale.
Yeah, it's that close. He's a very good-natured young man. So I actually got to know him in high school through the quarterback scene in some quarterback camps. His dad is a former celebrity bodyguard, GP. He guarded DJ Khaled and Chris Brown, amongst many others. And his dad is known as Big Dave, and Big Dave is all of 420 pounds. And he has maybe the biggest calves I've ever seen on a human being. So DJ comes from good stock, and he is certainly, you know, it's like when the number one recruit in the country goes off on that first game in November, you're not going to be surprised because you've seen him for 3 years, right, at you know, Peach Jam.
Right.
So DJ coming in to this game, I mean, he was at Bosco, which is the, you know, one of the five best high school programs in America. He essentially took over for Josh Rosen there. There was a little – Real Mitchell was in the middle there. But, you know, essentially Bosco is the type of powerhouse that puts 15 kids in Division I schools every year. And the physical tools were there. He'd won big and relentlessly for a long time. And, you know, but the thing that impressed me about Big DJ, Gary, was, like, the moment never looked big at all for him. He was calm, down 18. He was calm. Bad fumble that Brandon Sebastian returned 97 yards for a touchdown. Just was completely unfazed by the moment there. And I have a feeling come 3 years from now, we will all be able to seamlessly pronounce Big DJ's last name.
How much does it matter that he is starting for Clemson on Saturday at Notre Dame as opposed to Trevor Lawrence? How much would it, not that I'm asking you to establish a point spread, but how much would it matter to you that that Trevor Lawrence is not there and DJ is?
It matters. It matters because Notre Dame has more pieces on defense, and so they're going to be able to be a little bit more creative with how they may potentially rattle him, and they're going to show him some looks and some things that they haven't seen. And I did a big Clemson breakdown earlier this season. God, it's bad. I don't remember who they were playing. But the book on Clemson was that the talking to coaches who played them was that the interior of their offensive line isn't that great. Like, it's just okay. So Notre Dame is going to have a good defensive front. Notre Dame's got better coverage guys. So, everything's going to be, you know, he passed football 205. Now all of a sudden he's going to have to go to graduate level And I certainly have faith in him, but I think the stakes are going to be higher. It's going to be I think it'll be a very close game. I think it's going to be one of those games where you know that feeling. It's Notre Dame Stadium. It's dark. You know, it's like that. I don't know if it's 3:30 kick, but I'm assuming it is. It's like dark. It's cold. Like you've seen that setting before. Big games over the years at Notre Dame, Gary. And I really feel like this is going to be kind of a wacky classic.
Talking to Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports on Twitter at Pete Thamel. You had a good column on Jim Harbaugh on Saturday after Michigan lost to Michigan State, dropped to 1-1, and you summarized his years at Michigan to date, I think accurately, like usually good but never great, and there doesn't really seem to be any hope for greatness, which surprised me based on his Wikipedia page before he got the Michigan job. Why has this not worked better than it was supposed to work?
Well, I think the first reason it hasn't worked better is Urban Meyer, right? Like he built a powerhouse and really a recruiting juggernaut at Ohio State. And then Mark D'Antonio early on was salty, and they have been like almost like completely, until Saturday, completely and thoroughly predictable, right? Like they didn't really have any bad losses, meaning they were favored by 14 at Indiana and lost or something like that. But in the big games where the talent was equitable or they were less, they virtually never came out on top. And they're 0-4 the last four bowl games. You know, they go play a Florida, they go play an Alabama, and they get whacked. And so it's all sort of fallen on these very predictable lines. And I really think that throw the recruiting rankings out the window, because you know what happens when a Michigan gets a kid, right? It's like when, in basketball, when Kansas signs a kid, his ranking shoots up 40 spots, sure. Right? Like, I just really don't think the recruiting mechanism at Michigan, like recruiting operations and departments have become like there's more than a dozen people in, and they become these huge refined machines. And in if you go to Clemson, if you go to Alabama, if you go to Georgia, if you go to Ohio State, in Michigan hasn't built, and Harbaugh hasn't shown the desire to recruit at that level. I did a column on Harbaugh going into the season, or going into the Big Ten season, I guess. There's a lot of seasons starting, right? And that basically said, you know, it's bizarre. He only has 14 months left on his contract, and called around in like recruiting circles. And basically, if you took Michigan's recruiting board from last year, and they had a good recruiting class, right? It was in the top 20. Ohio State really only would have taken one of those recruits.
Wow.
So if you stack a couple classes in a row where your 25 dudes are better than 24 their dudes, like that all of a sudden becomes problematic. And I don't know, you see it like, you know, the talking point with like Texas, they've had this many top 10 recruiting classes. Like what does that mean? You know, like, are you going out at Michigan and beating Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia for kids? And the answer there is no. They've sort of seeded and embraced that second-tier kid who may end up as a four-star, but if you're beating, you know, Notre Dame and Northwestern for him, as opposed to beating – it's just a different world. And they're not fighting the right battles right now to win those high-end games. And that's a fundamental flaw, and that comes down to leadership, and quite frankly, leadership above Harbaugh. It's kind of like lazy – it's lazy recruiting.
Talking to Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports. Like Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee got a two-year contract extension, you know, a month ago just for whatever reason, who could tell.
Your tax dollars at work, Gary.
So I said
you live in Mississippi.
I got Lane Kiffin tax dollars. And Mike Leach tax dollars. So I don't know whether
buyout. Joe Moorhead buyout tax dollars.
Yeah, Joe Moorhead buyout tax dollars. I only bring that up to bring up, I was surprised only because I don't follow it that closely, that Jim Harbaugh only's got 14 months left on his contract.
Yeah,
how does a Michigan football coach end up with a contract like this? What has happened there?
Well, one of the things that you'd certainly be able to relate to is that he doesn't have a conventional agent. So, look, these guys get nervous shakes when they have less than 4 years left on their deals, right? Like both the coaches and then especially the agents. And quite frankly, Jim Harbaugh, through his winning 71% or 72% of his games, has earned a contract extension,
sure.
Right? Like you go back in his tenure, and if 4 years in, they gave Jim Harbaugh a two-year extension. Nobody would have flinched. Everybody said, oh, I can't beat Ohio State, but, like, okay, sure. And so there's a lot of why it's still like that is I do think the lack of a conventional agent is part of it. And I also think part of it, Gary, is that Jim Harbaugh's kind of weird. He does not mind operating in this sort of netherworld where at the end of the season he's only going to have a year left on his deal. And that's obviously not going to help recruiting. I'm not going to say it's going to, like, it's Michigan, right? Kids are going to go to Michigan. But it's not like you're strengthening your recruiting position if you're behind when your coach only has 1 year left. So how did he get there? I'm not really sure. He had said publicly, sort of heading into the pandemic, that, we were talking about a deal, we're going to announce something, we have bigger fish to fry, and kind of tabled it. But what he's done is, you know, it could be viewed at as a bet on himself, or it could be viewed at as, like, you know, is in that bet certainly looked great Saturday night against Minnesota 2 weeks ago, and looks a lot worse now. But he just may, like, he may coach, like, he's strange enough, Gary, where he may coach his last year and walk away. Be like, all right, I had a 7-year contract, came to my alma mater, didn't go, and here we are. I think the most interesting thing about Harbaugh right now is, like, would the NFL take him? He's a good football coach, and he was an excellent NFL coach. He won 70% of his games. I don't know the numbers, but how many NFL coaches have really won 70% of their games?
Not Adam Gase.
I would think, not Adam Gase for sure. I think that's like a Hall of Fame clip,
yeah.
Right? And he made the playoffs 3 out of 4 years. Like, if you got all 32 owners in the room and said, hey, how many of you want a coach who's going to win 70% of his games and make the playoffs 3 out of 4 years? Everybody raise their hand, right? So has his – but he was like – a total in-the-building disaster, fought with Trent Baalke. Like he was a difficult guy to work with to an extreme. It was one of the messiest breakups. Because if you're one of these billion-dollar NFL franchises and you have a difference maker, like how many NFL coaches are difference makers? Maybe 7, 6, something like that. You've got one of the rare humans walking the earth. And they didn't just, like, have an exit. They were, like, begging, pleading, leaking, throwing kerosene on the fire to get him out of the building. It was one of the messiest breakups in NFL history between coach and front office. So, like, you got to think, like, you're going to put up with some BS for a 70% winning guy who got you a goal line stand away from winning the Super Bowl, right? And they just said no. Like, they couldn't wait to get him out. And so, like, that's a stigma that Jim Harbaugh is going to have to overcome. And that's tricky now. You know, like, that's – like, those owners talk, and they know that. And if you're a GM who brings him in, you're now at risk because, you know, of the way he has not played well with others over the years. And if you're an owner, you want that 70% clip, but you're like, whew, here we go. So I think, like, what happens to Harbaugh, to me, is kind of like the most interesting off-field storyline of the next so hard to think of how many months are left in the season, right? I guess we have 2 months left, right? It's everything's nothing's conventional.
Yeah,
I'm completely captivated by that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation. That is Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Pete Thamel. Make sure you're listening to the Yahoo Sports College Podcast. You can subscribe anywhere you subscribe to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Again, he's on Twitter at Pete Thamel. Buddy, thanks so much for being here. I know you're busy. I appreciate your time, and hopefully a pandemic will get over at some point, and we'll get to sit down and have a meal together.
I look forward to that, Gary. Thanks for having me, buddy.
All right, brother. I'll see you. That's Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports. When we come back, Bennett's COVID Titans are spiraling in the wrong direction. They can't stop people from scoring. The quarterback doesn't look like he's great anymore. A lot of problems, Bennett, with your COVID Titans. What they get maybe for not taking the virus so seriously. Perhaps this is karma at work, Bennett, for the COVID Titans. We'll talk nothing but NFL, including the Cowboys debacle last night. Next, you listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So take another shot at the end zone on the house. We got the Bucks at the Giants tonight. tonight, Monday Night Football, totals 46.5. I'm kind of liking the under there. I think the Giants put up a little bit more of a fight on defense than most people expect. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM Sports is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Tampa Bay Bucks or the New York Giants. And if either team scores a touchdown, you win. Just use the bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. If you're ready to start betting with confidence and turning big plays into paydays, then sign up today and discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection tools, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either Tampa or the New York Giants to score a touchdown. It's always showtime at BetMGM Sports. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. Weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food-centered celebration, is back this week. Explore offerings from 60 restaurants by showing up, dining in, or carrying out. Come back downtown and support your favorites. DowntownMemphis.com for more details. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like free annual eye exams to help you see more clearly.
Wow.
Plus, get free designer frames and free prescription lenses. It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWOW.com.
Vision benefits vary by plan and are not available with all plans. Additional charges may apply for out-of-network services. Annual routine eye exam and $100 to $400 allowance for covered eyewear every 1 to 2 years.
Wow.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. You live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. Proud partner, Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support businesses that support the local athletic department, especially in these trying times in a pandemic, then you can feel comfortable supporting Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Let's talk about life insurance. You got a good policy? If not, you need one. You would never want something to happen to you and it ends up leaving your family in a financial bind. The best way to avoid that is to have a proper life insurance policy. You can get one right now via Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They are temporarily waiving the medical exam to help you with COVID-19 social distancing protocols. So take advantage of that. You can learn more at rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, 901-867-SAVE, 867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is going to be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Final score, Bengals 31, COVID Titans 20. So that's two losses in a row for Nashville's team after starting 5-0. Joe Burrow yesterday, the rookie, number one pick, 26 of 37, 240 yards, 48 yards, two touchdowns, zero picks, QBR 75.7. COVID Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill, QBR 46.3. Bennett, what's wrong?
Well, they played like crap yesterday.
They did play like crap yesterday.
The defense, specifically the secondary and the – well, I'll just stick with the secondary.
And the defensive line.
The defensive line is bad, too. The defense all around is very, very bad. What I'll say is they have one bad loss, and it was yesterday. I still go back. Like, last week, that Steelers game, that could have gone either way. They had a chance to send it to overtime. Guskowski misses a field goal, whatever. Steelers are still undefeated, so that's a really good team. Yesterday's a bad loss, so if the trend continues against the Chicago Bears at home, then I'm going to start panicking. But I might just throw this one up as the defense sucks and we got to correct some things.
It could not get to Joe Burrow at all.
Dude, it was pathetic.
Zero sacks. Okay, so Burrow had been sacked. You might say, okay, well, like, whatever, to give me some context. Okay, here's the context. Burrow had been sacked 28 times in 7 games before yesterday.
Yep.
All right? 4 times a game. That's what my iPhone calculator tells me. Titans finished with 0 sacks. And the Bengals were using 4 backup offensive linemen. Like, that's unacceptable behavior.
Unacceptable. Jadeveon Clowney and Vic Beasley, the two big signings in the offseason, have both been specifically Beasley. And frankly, the Titans just should part ways with him, in my opinion. The dude's set out for so long, and then he comes in and he's just awful. Like, he is not good whatsoever. They might as well just put a young guy in there and see, like, if they can get any kind of production at all.
Titans have given up 36, 27, and 31 points past three games. That's an average of 31.3. Hard to win like that, Bennett.
Yeah. It was ugly yesterday.
It was.
It was ugly.
I tell you, I don't present myself as an NFL expert, but I do know this. If you are trying to get your defense back on track, playing the Bears helps.
The problem is they have a good defense, so
But they can't score on anybody.
They can't score on anybody. Now, we got to make field goals. Like, I could totally see that game being like 16-10 or something. So we got to make our field goals when we play the Bears next weekend. But, you know, it was a road loss. It's hard to win on the road in the NFL against the Bengals. So it is what it is. But I got to say, I am just a little worried. They did make a move today. They got Desmond King from the Chargers, so they're going to get a little help at cornerback. They should get Adoree Jackson back for the Bears game. So their secondary should get some help, and hopefully, please God, they won't have to try Jonathan Joseph out there at all anymore because he is just done in the NFL.
I needle you about tough Titans situations, but I am not somebody who roots against the Titans or roots against Nashville. Like, I don't root for them. Like, when they lose, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But also, like, when they win, it doesn't matter to me. And if I have a choice, win or lose, I'd prefer them to win. I think there's this back and forth between the Grizzlies and Titans where the Titans say, go Grizz.
And the Grizz say, go Titans. I like that.
And so that's fine with me. And so, like, I actually, like, want the Titans to win. Like, I wanted the Titans to win yesterday. They just didn't because they could not even touch Joe Burrow. So, again, they get the Bears next. And I watched the Bears game yesterday. I've watched several Bears games because I like Anthony Miller.
I do, too.
The Bears are a big brand. And the Bears just happen to be on for whatever reason when I'm in front of a television. Mm-hmm. Like, I played golf yesterday morning, but by the time I got home, Bears game kicked off 3:25. So I watched the entire Bears game while I was preparing for some Ion College basketball podcast, and I just know this is my expert opinion. They can't score on anybody. So I tell you this, Bennett.
They might get score on our defense.
Titans are averaging giving up 31.3 points last three games. If you give up 31 points to the Bears,
good night.
It's time to quit. It's time to quit football for the year.
Yes.
Story number two.
Miami Dolphins 28-17 over the LA Rams in Tua Tagovailoa's first NFL start. Now, let's be clear. Tua is 1-0 as an NFL starter. That's a fact, and it is to be celebrated. But only so far. He was 12 of 22 for 93 yards. Like 93 yards. First quarterback to win his first start with fewer than 100 passing yards since Donovan McNabb in 1999.
Okay.
Now, McNabb went on to be a six-time Pro Bowler, so perhaps this is a good sign for Tua, but in all seriousness, he avoided mistakes and won. Like, that was good enough yesterday.
Yeah.
It probably won't be good enough going forward if your goal is to make the playoffs, but it was good enough yesterday. Miami only had 145 yards of offense.
You know what I think, too, that we've learned seeing that game yesterday? Obviously, that defense is way better than people thought. They thought it was going to be terrible coming in, and they've
ranked
been
to
good.
The top 10 now.
Yeah, and I think that probably they thought, you know what, we can put this guy in here now and he's not going to get killed. Like, in it's not going to be a complete disaster how it goes sometimes for rookie quarterbacks. Like, we can keep him in games and keep him, you know, at a serviceable level.
That is certainly part of it. The other part of it, when I was reading about this over the past few days, you know, Miami has Houston's first round and second round pick in the 2021 NFL draft. So they've got a lot of picks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons they decided to go ahead and insert Tua when they did was that they genuinely want to have a good sense for what they have before they go into the 2021 NFL draft.
Makes sense.
Like, okay, like, if, do we have, okay, when you draft Tua Tagovailoa, it sounds great. Just like when you draft Sam Darnold, it sounds great.
Yep.
But what does it really mean? You don't know. So with all these first-round picks next year, and you got Trevor Lawrence coming out, Justin Fields, like, you've got real quarterback prospects available, they decided, let's put him out there, not because it necessarily gives us the best chance to win, but because we need to have a better – we don't need to watch him for a year sit on the sideline while we play Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then we go into the 2021 NFL draft, and we got all these picks, and we don't know if we've got our quarterback or not. So let's figure out, to the best of our ability, let's figure out if we got our quarterback right now. And if we do, woohoo, let's celebrate. And if we don't, then we will perhaps use one of these first-round picks on a quarterback. So there is some that's some of the motivation as well. But they are 1-0 with Tua at quarterback. And some of this is Brian Flores. Like, that Dolphins franchise hasn't won a playoff game since 2000, been a laughingstock for a while. He's made them respectable already. Again, they only had 145 yards of offense yesterday, but they're a top 10 defense now, only giving up an average of 11.3 points during this three-game winning streak. And so the defense has been spectacular. And now, they'll at least be interesting. They do have a big-name quarterback trying to get them to the playoffs. Like, that's as a rookie. Like, that's not a normal thing. And so Miami becomes one of the more interesting franchises simply because of who is the starting quarterback, even if Tua yesterday was very, very limited. Again, 12 of 22, 93 yards passing, one touchdown. Afterward, he was quoted as saying, "Thank God we have a good defense." And that's the thing. They will have a good defense. And he seems to know that, he's not just going to come in and throw it around like this is the SEC. Right. This is not the SEC. You will not do what you did there. Eventually, maybe, but not immediately. And as long as everybody seems to understand that from the jump, and they do, then maybe this can be a nice story.
Story number three.
The Steelers won again. They remain the NFL's only undefeated team. Beat Baltimore 28-24. Got 21 points in the second half. Often going with no huddle. And Ben Roethlisberger just calling the play. Sometimes like it's backyard football. He was talking about it afterward. And he really was saying on some plays, it was like, okay, here's the blocking assignment. Like, they're in the huddle. Here's the blocking assignments. Okay, now, Juju, you do this. And he was actually, like, just sort of not necessarily designing plays, but, like, calling them in the huddle and then going out and executing. Like, whatever works. Defense got two stops in the final minutes to secure the victory. And Ben was 21 of 32, two touchdowns, zero picks. He only played two games last season.
Yep.
Then he had elbow surgery. He is 38 years old, and he's the only man quarterbacking an undefeated team in the NFL right now. How surprising is that?
Very.
Right.
People
wondered if he was done, and I'm not trying to pretend they're undefeated, but they are undefeated with him.
Yeah, no, he's been not like an elite quarterback by any means, but he's been fine for them. I mean, he's probably throwing multiple touchdowns every game, and yeah, he's been serviceable for them.
He's won two Super Bowls in his career, and there's like a debate now about whether this is the best Big Ben team that has been in Pittsburgh in an era that spans 17 seasons. I'll let others weigh in on that, but right now, the Chiefs are obviously the favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 350, but the Steelers are second at plus 550. Titans are now plus 2,300, by the way. And the Bucs are the favorite in the NFC. Tom Brady's team plays tonight. They're now plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. But the two favorites are both from the AFC, Chiefs first, and the undefeated Steelers second.
Story number four.
Another rough night for the Dallas Cowboys. Lost 23-9 at Philadelphia. 0 points in the second half.
God.
They failed to cover the spread. For the eighth consecutive time this season, they are 0-8 against the spread. Cowboy backers are going broke.
Yeah, no kidding.
And here's the thing. Let me tell you about gamblers who also have favorite teams.
Yeah.
You bet on them every game. You just do. That's so true. Because you just want, you're like, I'm going to be watching it anyway, and so I might as well get some action on it. Like, when people during the summer, they'll sometimes go, so how you doing? Like with the gambling, right? And if I ever say I'm doing well, it's only because, like, the Mets have won six of their past nine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always tied to that. Doing poorly, the Mets suck, which is normally the case. But the point is, like, even – I always talk myself into, oh, well, they got DeGrom going tonight. This will be fine. Oh, well, Porcello was really good last time out, or, oh, this lineup's really good against right-handers. Like, whatever. It's your favorite team. So I'm just telling you, I know that there are Dallas Cowboys fans – who are riding with them every single week.
Oh, boy.
It's not working out. They're 0-8 against the spread, and Mike McCarthy is now 0-10 against the spread in his last 10 games as a head coach. So it might be time to stay away from that guy. Cowboys' past three games, they got 10 points against Arizona, three against Washington, nine against Philadelphia. Obviously, they're dealing with their third-string quarterback, Billy DiNucci.
Yeah, that's fine. And they still, even if Dak Prescott was on this team still, like, come on, man.
Dude, Ezekiel Elliott's not doing anything.
No, like they were going nowhere.
So Zeke yesterday was seven carries.